The Northwest Thunder Basketball announced the appointment of their new coach, Nick Haywood, last week. You can have a listen to Nick's interview online at 7ad.com.au. Just have a search for that there on my breakfast page. But here's Thunder chairman Tony Barker, live from the tractor. Hello.
G'day, Darren.
Bit of rain up there, mate? Nice.
Just an odd shower. Yeah, I don't think there'll be too much.
So you're up the back of Penguin, aren't you? Somewhere up there?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually squeaking point today, but yeah.
Okay. All right, so Nick, seems like the logical choice, really. I mean, he's been Sam's assistant there for a couple of years and played a million games for Thunder and a million games NWBU, so it just seems like a good fit, right?
Yeah, look, his experience leading up is spot on, obviously. But more than that, look, Nick's a great guy and what he wants to do and his thoughts around club is exactly where we want to go as a club. And so it's just, you know, that's a good fit. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's worth giving the sponsors a mention because, you know, as we all know, the season didn't happen and it's easy for sponsors to jump off sponsoring sporting organisations. But the crew at St Luke's have really, you know, they've put their hand up, haven't they?
Yeah, look, we've been really fortunate with St Luke's Health. They... it's one of those funny things. Since they've come on as naming rights sponsors, we've not actually played a game.
Mm.
But look, they're really supportive and they're in for the long term. So that's fantastic for us.
Yeah, and they're involved in the Tornadoes as well. So the plan is to play some double headers with the Tornadoes as well, just like previously?
Yes, look, the fixture hasn't been locked in entirely yet, but what the plan is probably two double headers in Launceston and then two in Ulverston.
Okay, that's very good. And you're going to, now previously, well, not last season, but the one before, you played some games at Devonport, but the plan is to play all of your home games at Ulverston? Yep.
Yeah, so really, since the swap over to NBL1 and their requirements for live streaming and the sort of standard that they were after and the continuity as well, it made a lot more sense just to stick with the one stadium. And so, yes, Ulverston, Oliver's there, is our home, yep.
Right. So let's go to the NBL one. So what have you heard? Are we looking at, around April start?
Yeah, look, our expectations are still somewhere around there, Darren. The NBL one have obviously run lots of scenarios in terms of what might happen, and a lot of that is governed by, you know, the environment in Victoria and how things roll out post their lockdown. So I guess the important thing from what they want to do and all the clubs seem to have bought into it is we need to have a critical number of games for the league, for them to be viable, for us to be viable. So critical number of games, and even if that means a little later start, we'll juggle things to still make that happen.
Mm. So there may be, is there any possible crossover with actual NBL or what?
Yeah, it could be. Could well be. Yep. So for clubs who are picking up NBL players, yeah, they might miss the first couple, but that's not the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, when I spoke to Nick last week and I said, you know, well, you're not going to have much chance of getting Americans over as your imports, but he was sort of fairly optimistic about, well, let's, why not try? Cast a wide net, he said.
Yeah, look, you got to love Nick's optimism, and I guess I usually look on the optimistic side as well. So, look, we're still working on the fact that we could have Americans, and that's what we'll be working towards. And so up until the point where, you know, that doesn't become an option, you know, that's the direction we'll still be heading it, but obviously do lots of research everywhere we can.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you can always look to New Zealand as well if you're looking for international players and of course NBL players themselves. But the good thing about the Thunder, and I guess it's the case with most sporting clubs in Tasmania, well, all of them really, is that you really do rely on local talent to get you through most games.
Yeah, look, it's always, whenever you start sitting down with a new coach or existing coach, it's always about who have we got, you know, in the network locally, because that's what the club's got to be built around. And then obviously you top that up with, depending what the budget is and who's around, you know, that you can bring in to just sort of go that next level. But it's got to have a strong local base. And that's what also spectators like, to come and support the locals, and obviously sponsors as well, that they're pretty keen that we're supporting and working with the young ones. And obviously also a big push from BTAS, they're keen to have us there as a pathway for young ones to flow through.
Yeah, well, I spoke to Sam Armstrong fairly recently, and he's keen to be involved more with BTAS and the junior program. And then when I spoke to Nick, he said, you know, he'll be, it's good that he's got, well, he mentioned a few names, obviously Sam, but also Mark Radford, Ben Armstrong, and Phil Thomas. He'll be, you know, calling on those guys from time to time for a bit of advice, and it's good to have that local network of coaching, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's invaluable.
Yeah.
And Nick will definitely be drawing on that as, you know, as time goes by. And that's a great resource. Those names that you mentioned, between those guys, the wealth of experience and, you know, and support there as well, which Nick is really going to appreciate too.
Yeah, well, that's just an example of, you know, how people within the basketball community on the coast want to support the Thunder. All right, well, listen, thanks for having you on. Good luck on the tractor there, and we'll talk again soon. And I guess next time we talk, we'll be sort of looking at pre-season training, I'd reckon.
Yeah, well, we may at least have a firm start date anyway, so we can talk about those plans. Thanks, Darren.
All right, mate. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay, Northwest Thunder Chairman Tony Barker.